Happy Valentine's Day. Happy 100th episode. That's, oh my gosh. This day is iconic already. And wow. Oh. So we have a new episode today, which is several days earlier than usual. I know we normally have new episodes on Sundays, but I wanted to do something for Valentine's Day. So I've got some new stuff to share with you. I'm going to be answering some of your questions about Valentine's Day. And we're going to have a very special Valentine's Day / 100th episode giveaway with details on that later in the show. So let's get going. Now I'm seen by somebody new. Occasionally I miss my reserved reflection. Skulking in the shadows, shivering in fear at my newfound, newly sunlit smile. I have serenaded myself, alcohol and poor judgment. Blissfully and briskly believing in something that I wasn't sure I'd ever see. And then I see a shadow beside me, making a mark on the mirror of my nervous ring finger. Cool sheets now warm as I share my bed, my body and my bliss with a shadow who becomes an extension of my soul before taking it entirely. Oh, but you have my sheets. My soul, my sunlit smile. I had a kind of a love-hate thing with Valentine's Day, because I always liked it because I love kind of like love and like romance and stuff. It's very my thing. Like, I really like it. But, okay, and here's the issue. I spend most of them by myself. And I'm like, here's this whole day to be reminded that, you know, the key thing that most people strive for in their life is to be loved and understood by someone and to meet someone who completes them. And guess who failed at that for another year, bitch? It's you. In fact, I can actually count on one hand the amount of Valentine's Days that I have not been by myself. But what I started to see it differently a while ago, and I started to think about, you know, it doesn't have to be, you know, oh, I have a boyfriend or girlfriend, so I'm happy and I'm completed and I'm fine. And it doesn't have to be, I don't have anyone and I'm depressed. It can be a day when you do nice things for people, you know, or you show appreciation for other people in your life. And so I started doing that a lot more in recent years. You know, I would I'd spend the day with some friends or family, do some volunteering, that kind of stuff, and just redefine what the day really means. So, you know, I think sometimes it can be a bit of a depressing moment for some people. I've been there. But you know what? And every day of your life, there's at least someone who loves you. You know, you may not realize it all the time, and you might not see it, but they do. And if all else fails, we have each other, right? That was kind of a late addition to the new record. Okay, so what happened was this. When I feel things, I have to create things, you know, it's just how I am. And, you know, so sometimes it's a poem, sometimes it'll be a song, sometimes, as we heard on last episode, it'll be a fucking play. But I create things out of my feels. So, I wrote kind of, I think it's around 4 songs, and then recently I wrote another one, just kind of about this situation I find myself in and how stepping into this kind of situation where you have somebody else after being, you know, as kind of like you feel like you've kind of awoken in this whole other dimension. And everything feels very different when it's not just you that you think about and consider. And so, you know, I kind of wanted to create something to talk about that, and also to acknowledge to the people in my life that I knew I was being unbearable and annoying. You don't need to tell me, I already know. So it was a really fun song to do. I really liked doing the video as well. Which is on YouTube if you haven't seen it, by the way. and of course Cloud9 does come out as a single today, so it is on Spotify, iTunes, all the places like that. And it's also part of the Valentine's EP that is on Bandcamp exclusively. So you can check those out if you want to. But yeah, it was kind of added late to the album. I got a lot of messages around the time I was kind of working on like all these, you know, new songs that I was adding, and everyone was like, is it going to be delayed? Because that's not a good thing. And I was like, no, like, it's fine. It's going to be okay. Like, I'm not trying to project this image that, like, you know, adding new content to a project like that, or, you know, anything is like a quick process, or that, you know, that writing music or writing poetry is like really quick and easy, because none of those things are true. But, you know, I have been doing this for a while, so, you know, it doesn't take me as long as it used to. Like, if I had been doing this, like, 2-3 years ago, yeah, it probably would have been a fucking delay, but we're in a different world now. Okay, so I put up a thing on Instagram so you guys could ask me some questions, so I'm going to answer them. What inspires you? Like, lots of things. You know, things I see in life happening that may or may not involve me. Sometimes it's stuff from my own life. Sometimes it's just things that are just happening and have nothing really to do with me. I get inspired a lot by, like, things I see on the news. you know, dreams I have a lot. That happens a lot. Things people say. Sometimes someone will say something and I'll just write something entirely constructed around that, which I don't know, is that plagiarism? I don't feel like it is. Anyways. I love you, Jennifer. I mean, that's not really a question, but thank you. I can't imagine why. Honestly. I took a quiz on BuzzFeed. You'll notice I do that a lot. And it was the other day, and it was about how many people are going to have a crush on you in, like, this year. And it said 4. And I was like, I find it hard to believe even one, but fine. I actually felt quite uncomfortable at the thought of it, really. I was like, what? That many people? Oh my goodness, that's terrifying. Anyway, but thank you for loving me. Maybe that was my mum. I don't think it was. I don't think she knows how to use Instagram. Anyway. Oh. What would you like your wedding to be like? Well, interestingly enough, for me,
a wedding was a very abstract idea. I hadn't really considered it or thought about it for, like, I wasn't interested in it for a while. Like, you know, I thought maybe I'll just do it because it's what you're meant to do, but I don't know if I actually want to. But I have thought about it more. I don't want, you know how, like, you know, in films and, like, on TV, when they have, like, this super expensive, like, thing, you know, with, like, a band or a DJ and, like, a massive cake that reaches up to the ceiling and, like, huge white dresses and shit like that. Nah. Loads of bridesmaids. Nah. You see, what I want, right, is it's, like, simple and just, like, special, but it's special because it's just like people that do you know what I mean? I don't need to invite every single person I've ever met. You know, like, you know how some people will invite, like, somebody who, like, dog sat for them once, or, like, somebody who, you know, who they went to primary school with for about 2 weeks. I mean, firstly, how do you afford all that? Because all these people need to be paid for. But I'd probably only have, you know, a couple of people there, you know, friends and family. I wouldn't wear white. I would wear black. It's interesting I got asked this because I wrote something kind of on this subject, so that's covered later in more detail. I just, you know, just something small and special, because, I mean, why do people always have horses at weddings? What's that about? You know, the horse-drawn carriage situation, what's that about? Or, like, cars that really only drive you from, like, your house to, like, wherever you get married. Like, no one's even gonna see. Like, what's the point in that? I'll just, like, get someone that I know who's going to drive me. Like, the planet is dying. Do we have time for all these cars? But, so, yeah, just something small and simple. Nothing too crazy. It doesn't need to be a crazy thing. Small and simple is the answer. What is your ideal Valentine's Day date? It hasn't happened yet. Admittedly, I have never, at this point in my life, been on a date on Valentine's Day that was what I would describe as, like, ideal or perfect. But, I mean, that's just life. Nothing really is perfect. But I think, you know, going for, like, Nando's or something, and maybe going to see a film, you know, maybe a couple of drinks after, that'll do me. You know, I honestly, I write about, like, diamonds and champagne all the time and shit, but actually I'm a very simple girl. I am the definition of a cheap date, which is sad. What is your favourite romance film? I don't really have... Oh, wait! Bridget Jones' Diary. I don't consider that a romance film. I consider that I am seeing myself on screen if I went into publishing and then TV production. Do you know what I mean? Like, I see that as, like, a reflection of my life. I don't see it as a romance film, but I guess technically it is a romance film. So Bridget Jones' Diary is the answer. I love you. I'm getting a lot of this. I love you too. Thanks. It's very nice of you. Very kind. What is the track list for the Valentine's EP? Well, by the time you hear this, it's going to have come out. But I it's Cloud9, which is the new single. An alternate mix of Cloud9. An alternate mix of Waiting for Happiness. An alternate mix of A View from the Bridge that I just did for a laugh one day. And then it actually turned out kind of good. And I was like, fuck it, let me just throw this on here. You know? and of course, Dream Serene. Oh, and it comes with the music video for Cloud9 as well. So, there we are. Would you be my Valentine? I'm afraid I'm already somebody else's Valentine, but that's very kind of you to ask. I'm sure you'll find someone. There's still, by the time you listen to this, there's probably still time to find someone. I'm sorry it couldn't be me, but how many Valentine's cards are you sending? One. But I'm not sending it in the post. I'm gonna give it to the person in person because it saves postage costs and, you know, environmental factors, obviously, because whenever you post a letter, that letter has to be driven several places and so on and so forth. And so I find sending a letter through the post to someone you're going to see anyway to be a bit wasteful. So I will be sending one, and I will be delivering it in person rather than posting it. What is the best Valentine's gift you ever got? I genuinely can't remember like anything I've ever gotten before. I don't know. I'm sorry to anyone who ever bought me a present that I now don't remember. But to be fair, I've been alive for a long time. I'm 28, brah. Like, I've been on this planet for a while. I can't be expected to remember everything. How do you meet people? Hell if I know. I meet people on the internet. Literally. Honestly, when I say this, most people that I have long-standing friendships and stuff with, I met on the fucking internet. No joke. My best friend in the whole world, we met online on a wrestling forum of all places. And we're still friends to this day. I don't know. You could go to things that are happening near you. I'm really not the best person to ask about this. I'm not going to lie. I am not qualified to answer this question. I don't have the facilities for that. Will you marry me? LOL. No. Sorry. I mean, call me a traditionalist, but I really do require someone to ask me in person, not on social media. What's your Valentine's plan? I don't really have one, like a specific one. I'm just going to see how it goes, really. Read us poems about your boyfriend. I mean, that's essentially what the show has become now. So, you know, you're welcome. How do you know you're in love? For me, it kind of crept up on me. And I was like, oh shit, what the fuck? Oh God, I can't believe I've done this. Basically, my favourite play Translations by Brian Friel. There's a scene in that. If you've read it, you'll know what I mean when I say the always scene. But there's a scene where two of the characters are confessing their love to each other. But they're having trouble communicating because they don't speak the same language. But love finds a way, and it's very beautiful, and it's always been one of my favourite things. And I was talking to him, and I was telling him about this scene, and that's when I suddenly realised, and I thought, oops. I guess I accidentally fell in love. Oh. Well, okay. So, I don't know. I think this sounds like really cliched, and it's not actually very good advice, but you'll know. When it happens, you'll know. You know, it might creep up on you and take you by surprise, and you'll be like, whoa, I didn't even know this was happening today. But you'll know when it happens, you know. It'll just be this sort of moment in your head, and you'll just be like, oh, God, I would die for this person. That's unfortunate for me. But yeah, you'll know. Trust me. Currently on Patreon, I have a special offer available for existing and new subscribers. Everybody who is subscribed, I can't even speak properly. Jesus. Anyways, everyone who is subscribed on Patreon by the 3rd of March will receive a signed copy of my new book, Deus Ex Machina. So existing subscribers will get it, and anyone who signs up before the 3rd of March will also get it. So you can find the details for my Patreon in the description below or on my website. You get behind the scenes access to my working process, the things I do, my day-to-day life, if that's of interest. You get early release content, you get exclusive content that I don't release in other places. I'm going to be putting up some stuff from the podcast that is probably not going to be aired. I will be putting that up for Patreon subscribers this week as well, for an example of the kind of things that subscribers get. And whenever I release something, you get a free digital copy of it. And as I said, if you are subscribed to my Patreon by March 3rd, whether you are an old subscriber, whether you are a new subscriber, whether you are on the $1 tier or the $10 tier, it doesn't matter. As long as you're subscribed, you are getting a signed copy of the new book. So if you're interested in subscribing to my Patreon and taking advantage of this special offer, the details are in the description, or you can visit my website, jenniferwan.com, and find out more there. Pink skies, purple, blue, a rainbow without rain. I am wrestling with my conscience, thinking about anything but you. Keeping you at bay, drinking sweet tea, wearing my grandmother's veil, making plans for when I am bathed in black. Across from you. And then I take a breather because I'm running before my legs have recovered. From the way you make them weak, and I dare to beckon decades that lay ahead, far ahead. I lay in bed, lying when I say I'm taking things slow. The black lace sinks into my skin, and the sky is the colour of your eyes, because I have been a bride since the moment I met you, so say you do. Say you do. like I said earlier, you know, I don't know if it's because I'm an Aquarius or, you know, just because I'm generally quite terrible, but I never really considered it properly, like the idea of, you know, I mean, I don't know if it was the idea of being with somebody forever that put me off, because I don't think it did. I think it was just the whole kind of formality of it all. It was a bit like, whoa, what the fuck? I guess maybe it's just something that happens as you get older and you grow up and you kind of think, well, actually, this is not terrible. This could actually be quite good. So that was a thing I was thinking about. It's weird. Okay, I got some more questions from you guys. So, would you find it weird to receive a cute Valentine's gift from someone that you like but just consider a pal? Absolutely not. That would be amazing. I am very much in favour of friends giving each other Valentine's gifts. Because, you know, you can love your friends in a platonic way and want to celebrate them on a day that is pretty much all about love. I am very in favour of that. 100% support it. So, no, I would not find that weird at all. How are you? How are you feeling? Oh, that's lovely. More and more I'm thinking these questions maybe from my mum who's worried about me. I'm fine, you know, I'm feeling good. I'm happy. I'm good, thank you. For the people who have asked, I'm very well, thank you. Oh, there's a name I haven't heard in a while. Read Glasgow Caledonian, I beg of you. That is... do you know what? I've actually read that twice already on this podcast, because I read it in one episode and then I forgot I had done it, so I did it again. So at this point, I'll do it again because, you know, it's Valentine's Day and you do nice things for the people you love. So here we go. I didn't sleep at all that night. Grey dress, suddenly stunning silver as we kissed outside the Glasgow Caledonian. I still have that dress. Sorry to interrupt myself, but I do. I still have that dress at home. So, anyway, where was I? Ah, and you told me I couldn't be captured. In your grasp, I stayed regardless, just like the movies. I couldn't bear to leave your side or to close my eyes in case I lost you to the sleeping streets. We made magic, sleight of hand, sleight of heart, stretched 6 hours into 60 years, as brave as our surroundings for the very first time. And when the sun showed up and you were gone, I collapsed outside of the place we learned to love. And I wept, waiting for you, though I knew we'd had our last kiss. There you go. Read it for the third time on the show. Do you know what? whenever I put out something like, you know, what do you want me to read on the podcast, or what do you want me to do at performances, I always get asked about that one, and I'm not really sure why. I'm grateful nonetheless. But I don't know why some people like it so much, but thank you. It's very kind. very nice. Oh. Oh. Oh my goodness. How do you find someone to go out with on Valentine's Day? You see, again, this is like the how do you find people question from earlier. I am really not the best person to ask. I mean, I would say, you know, there's the apps, isn't there? You know, Tinder. That's the only one I know. And I firmly believe I was not made for that app, because every time I tried to use it, I'd be like, I'm actually looking for a relationship. And everyone else would be like, you're in the wrong place. So just based on my own experiences and potential biases, I wouldn't say those apps are a good place, because they're scary and there's so many penises all over the place just being thrown at you. It's very strange. I don't know if meeting people in person is good either, because you have to talk to people and that's hard. Twitter is probably as good a place as any. I've met lots of people from Twitter. Not all for the purposes of romance, obviously, but, you know, you never know what could happen on Twitter.com, so... You know, I guess you could give it a try and see what happens. Maybe you'll find the love of your life, or maybe you'll find a serial killer and end up on the news. Either way, you'll probably get some attention, and I think really that is all people really need and crave at this time of year. So, it's episode 100. I wanted to do a little something. So I'm doing a giveaway. And it's very easy to enter. There's a link in the description below. So you just click the link and you just enter your name and your email, so I have a way to contact you if you win. And it'll be a prize draw. I'm going to put all the entries. I'm probably gonna do one of those like number generator things, like they still on Tumblr for giveaways. That's very retro. The giveaway will be running until, hang on, what is the date now? Because it will be running until the 1st of March. So you'll have a lot of time to enter. You don't have to do anything. You just have to put in your name and your email. That's all. And the winner will get a couple prizes. So, it's open all over the world. So wherever you are, you can win this. So there'll be a signed poster, the new posters that we have in the merch store, a signed print set. So, the photo prints of the poetry quotes that I have in the merch store as well, a signed copy of the new book, Deus Ex Machina, which is out now, by the way. You'll also get a digital copy of the new album, and I thought I would just throw in a £10 Amazon voucher as well, because I mean, who doesn't love shopping, right? Especially when it's online and you don't have to, like, be in a crowded place. Oh, bliss. So if you want to win those things, then you can enter. The link will be in the description. So it'll be open until the 1st of March, and you can enter from anywhere in the world. Thank you.
Normally I put a second ad spot here, but I'm just going to pop back in to remind you that you can buy Deus Ex Machina now. On all of the places. It's a book. It's a record. It's fun. My mum said it was good. So yeah, check it out. See what you think. Details are in the description. Or you can go to my website and you can grab it. Check it out. We'll be back again on Sunday. If you're not sick of me by that point. I hope you have a wonderful and amazing Valentine's Day. I hope it is very lovely for you and you are showered with love, whether it's romantic love, platonic love, familial love, or self-love. Good night, my love.